There's no doubt about it. Elvin Jones is an energetic player. Dynamic, bombastic, unpredictable. He's constantly shifting his rhythmic components. He deals with the subtleties of timekeeping in his own way. In many ways, he's the personification of what Max Roach calls the multiple percussionist. Performing as a part of a tribute to the late Rahsaan Roland Kirk at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago, here is Elvin Jones with Pat LaBarbera on tenor and soprano saxes, Roland Prince on guitar, Andy McLeod on bass, and special guest trombonist Steve Turi. Elvin Jones and his jazz machine.
We'll be right back.
Elvin Jones and his jazz machine, playing Elvin's own composition, EJ's Blues. Welcome back to Jazz Alive. I'm Billy Taylor. We continue now with a man who has been called the most important jazz drummer of the 1960s. Elvin Jones has not only influenced countless jazz drummers all around the world, like his predecessors, Max Roach and Art Blakey, he has provided the experience and exposure necessary to launch the careers of other important musicians. Jones spoke with WBGO's Al Pryor about his music.
It seems that all of the great jazz drummers, Art Blakey, Max Roach, and yourself and others, are very involved in composition and tonality. I'm interested in listening to the way that you use your drum set. You use each different instrument in a particular tonal fashion as well as rhythmic fashion. I'd just like to hear you talk about composing as a percussionist.
Well, it's only until recently. And recently, meaning, say, the last 25 years, that some of the potential of this instrument is being realized. Because I think, you know, people like Chick Webb and Joe Jones and Sid Catlett and these guys, they had a very hard time just trying to convince people that the drums was something other than a noise maker, you know. And so they, you know, I think these are were the real pioneers in this field. And 'cause we've only just begun to understand some of the ways in which it can be used tonally. Never mind the rhythm, but just the tones that are available there. There must be, just in the average drum set, you can just offhand, we say, oh, there's 10 tones that can be used in harmonic structures. So it's a really, it's an open field, you see. So it leaves, there's just unlimited possibility there for investigation and study and application, you see.
Most people regard you as one of the precursors of what a lot of people today are calling new music or avant-garde music, art ensemble, the work that's come out of the AACM, the creative music studios in Connecticut. How do you feel about that and the direction that that music is going?
Well, like the rest of the art form, this is something that's absolutely unique in American history and in American development, so that we have to approach it from that point of view rather than saying, okay, jazz is something that's been around a long time. It hasn't been around a long time. It's a very new art form, and so as such, it's got to be treated very gently and sensitively, so that all of these things, all of these different the forms that and directions that it's taking, all of these have to be approached and directed very, very carefully, so that it'll be allowed to expand and develop naturally.
How do you feel about the young musicians who are coming up today who are trying to play within a given mainstream? And when I say that, I mean in a context that is not commercial, but that is oriented with music as the first priority.
Well, I have a great deal of respect for them, and that's because I identify directly with that. I want to encourage that, and I want to encourage all the young players, because this is our future. That's the future of the music, that's the future of the art form, that's the future of the country and the world itself. So I can relate, I have no problem relating to that. So I want to encourage them as much as I can.
Elvin Jones and Al Pryor. Let's rejoin the audience at Chicago's Jazz Showcase as a part of a tribute to the late multi-reed man composer Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Here's Elvin on drums, Roland Prince on guitar, Andy McLeod on bass, Pat LaBarbera on tenor and soprano saxes, and a Roland Kirk alumnus, Steve Turi, on trombone. The jazz machine revving up with bright moments. One, two, three, four.
Thank you. Thank you. Elvin Jones. Roland Prince, guitar. Andy McLeod on bass. Pat LaBarbera on tenor and soprano. And our special guest, Mr. Steve Touré on trombone. Elvin Jones and the Jazz Machine. Number one.
Elvin Jones and his Jazz Machine. From Joe Siegel's Jazz Showcase in Chicago, as a part of a tribute there to Rahsaan Roland Kirk.